Hello and welcome to the Dr. Nyman Show. Today is Wednesday, February 19, 2020. There is a rapidly evolving situation regarding the coronavirus. We're going to do a series of small updates today throughout the day as the situation unfolds. Dr. Nyman would like to go over all the information that he's got so far. I would now like to turn the call over to Dr. Nyman.
Thanks, Ryan. I think what we'll do is just do a series of short updates. This situation is going to evolve very rapidly and create massive confusion. This is all related to the Diamond Princess and the fake quarantine, if you will. I mean, the quarantine was a joke. It didn't protect anybody. It just increased the number of passengers that are positive now, and that'll impact the passengers that have already been brought to the United States, and it'll also impact the number of passengers that were scheduled to be evacuated by the various countries, because essentially the assays there are identifying large numbers of passengers who are asymptomatic but positive for the virus. And it's a little bit unclear whether it's picking up all of those that have the virus and are asymptomatic, or even more likely those that have been recently infected and don't have enough virus circulating to be a positive on the test, but are nonetheless positive and will in the upcoming days have a detectable amount and then potentially become symptomatic. From what's happened so far, the CDC did issue a statement indicating that there were approximately 100 Americans that were still on the ship that did not take advantage of the evacuation, and that they will have to undergo a 14-day quarantine before they'll be allowed back into the U.S. So they're somewhat in limbo how long they're going to keep anybody on the Diamond Princess is a little unclear. The latest results, and they're releasing the results later and later in the day. It used to be in the evening U.S. time, which would be the morning for Japan. But now the press release, I think, came out closer to like 4 or 5 in the morning U.S. time. And it indicated that there were 79 more positives out of 607 that were tested, and that 68 of those 79 were asymptomatic. So these probably don't include any Americans that are in the U.S. It's still unclear if there were Americans in the U.S. that were included in the last round that found 99 positives. There were Americans in the round before that, and that's how the 14 positives were identified. They were identified in samples that were collected from Americans before they signed up to be evacuated out. The problem for the ones that are already here lies in the fact that a significant number of cases had not been tested even once when the evacuation happened. So it's likely that some of those individuals will be asymptomatic but positive, and then other individuals may have been negative when the samples were collected several days before they were evacuated, and whether they were actually tested because they were going to be evacuated is unclear, beyond the 14 that definitely were tested. Right now, the location of the cases are still a little bit unclear. Some of the cases did get transferred to Omaha. These would be, would include those that were symptomatic. And it sounds like there might have been 10 positives in Omaha, as well as three spouses that were negative. And so that would account for the 13 that are in Omaha. There are additional cases that are in hospitals near Travis Air Force Base. At least one of those cases is symptomatic but had not been tested in Japan, and test results in the U.S. have not been announced. Initial media reports suggest that there are not hospitalized patients from the Princess Cruise in Texas at this time. There was an article that mentioned Travis cases that were hospitalized, but those represent the cases that were in another media report out of California. So the report out of Texas included Travis, but that's in California. It's not clear whether any of the hospitals in or near Lackland have cases. There was one positive at Lackland from the evacuation out of Wuhan, but it's unclear at this time if there's any from the Diamond Princess in hospitals in Texas. It looks like the initial plan is to take those that aren't symptomatic. So the asymptomatic positives are likely to be placed in local hospitals in Texas or California. California is near the Travis Air Force Base, and Texas are near the Lackland Air Force Base. And the symptomatic ones, or the more serious cases, would go to Omaha. There are going to be capacity issues in these smaller hospitals that led to overflow already in California, where there are being at least two, one confirmed and one symptomatic cases are in an adjacent county in California, because the small hospitals in the county with Travis Air Force Base were full. They already had, I believe, four cases. So these smaller hospitals will have limited capacity. It's not clear whether there are plans to send any to UCSF. UCSF has at least two cases from the Benito County that were transferred there when they became symptomatic and couldn't be handled by the local hospitals in Benito County. The CDC press release acknowledged that the symptomatic, the not asymptomatic cases could present a problem, and the high number of cases could indicate that some of those that are currently asymptomatic may actually be positive. If they weren't positive when they were tested, they could be positive over time, which is the main reason for the 14-day quarantine, because it's clear that because there are new positives in every test that is done by Japan, that these new positives almost certainly represent new infections, and there will be a time initially where there's not enough virus to be detected, and then there'll be more virus, so they'll be positive on a PCR test but may still not have symptoms, and in some cases they'll go on to develop symptoms, and so they'll be symptomatic and be positive. So the whole spectrum is expected to be present in passengers, and that's creating a very complicated situation. Some of the countries that were planning evacuations are putting the evacuation time and date on hold because they probably a current test result to identify who actually is positive before they do the evacuation, and likely would have the positive stay in Japan. Japan's having a problem in that their hospitals are already full. They're already putting cases in hostels to get them off the ship, but they don't have beds available in and around Tokyo. And they're sending some patients, or plan to be sending some patients up to Aichi Prefecture, where they are going to have beds, but it's the translation. I believe that the beds may not be ready until the beginning of March. And so it sounds like cases will go off the ship into hostels, and in the hospitals, if there are discharges in Tokyo, or when the hospitals are ready at the new facility. Unfortunately, there are a number of local cases that are appearing in Japan. Both those that are related to the passengers on the Diamond Princess, as well as those that don't have an obvious connection to the cruise ship, but also don't have a connection to imports. So those seem to be local cases, and those local cases will also be problematic based on capacity in Japan. And they may distinguish between those that are asymptomatic but positive and those that have symptoms, and try to set up something for the asymptomatic cases. The U.S., like I said, seems to be putting them in local hospitals, but there's limited beds for patients that are positive for this virus, even if they're asymptomatic, in part because it's unclear whether the asymptomatic will become symptomatic, and it's also unclear if asymptomatic cases are capable of transmitting the virus to others. And so it's a very complicated situation because of the spectrum of disease associated with the virus, as well as limitations in how many hospital beds are available for this type of infection. Patients that are PCR positive, so they have the virus, but unclear whether they're infectious, and also unclear if they're asymptomatic because they have a very mild case, or because they've already reduce the level of the virus, and so they'll stay asymptomatic and become increasingly less likely to transmit, or if it's the other way around and they're asymptomatic because it's a recent infection and the level of the virus is not high enough yet to produce symptoms. So that's why I say it's a rapidly evolving situation. I would think that the CDC is going to have some type of press conference to update, give an update on the status of the over 300 patients or passengers that were evacuated and are either at Lackland or Travis or a few in Omaha. And WHO canceled their press conference. I would assume it's because they don't really know how to answer questions. They certainly had a difficulty answering questions on the Princess Cruise passengers yesterday. And as the numbers continue to go up and the identification of the number of they're asymptomatic, the questions will become complex on how those patients are being handled. And of course, there'll be questions asked as to how they allowed this to get to the state that it's in now. And you know, the possibility that there'll be 1,000 positives associated with the Princess Cruise is the Diamond Princess is certainly a possibility. Right now it's at 621. Most of the passengers on the ship have not received their final test results. And some of those have never been tested. Or it's not really clear, you know, possibly, some of those had never been tested because there was between 1,000 and 1,300, and the latest test was 607. So there's still several hundred that clearly have never been tested. And it's possible that, you know, those 1,000 are not at the top of the list. They're at the bottom of the list because they're younger and asymptomatic, at least based on the definition that's being used in Japan. So I think that's going to be it for this morning, just to give an update on yesterday's results and the complications that the asymptomatic cases are going to create for evacuations on for those that are on the Diamond Princess, and also complications for U.S. citizens that did not get evacuated but are still in Japan, possibly because they have family members that are in the hospital. And then the family members that are in the hospital have to get a negative test to get out of the hospital so that they would potentially be able to come back into their country of origin. Various countries are upping the number of positives as they're getting results from these latest tests. That's still a fluid situation. But many countries have double-digit numbers for those that are PCR confirmed. And they certainly have double digits in the number of citizens that are or were passengers on the Diamond Princess. So the situation is going to continue to evolve and will remain messy because of testing, the accuracy of the testing, and the fact that a high percentage of those that are positive on the PCR test are asymptomatic. And it's unclear whether they're asymptomatic because of a low viral load, which will go down, or they're asymptomatic because of a low viral load that is increasing. So we'll follow up later today as soon as we get some information on where the cases are in the U.S., how many have been tested, and when, and what's going to happen with those that are positive. And there'll be updates from the various countries as far as what they're going to do regarding evacuations and how the positives are going to be handled, because they're going to go well with the healthcare system in Japan. At least in the area in and around Tokyo. So that's it for right now.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Nyman, for the updates. Listeners, please visit our website, recombinomics.co, to always stay up to date on the latest. We'll be doing these, probably a series of these throughout today. So look out for those. So everyone, thank you for listening, and we'll see you again soon.